The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Time to play Name That Bank Blank. Steve would not stop volunteering to get contestants. And so he did. Stevie Riggs does afternoons on Rock 98.5, and he's here with us now. Hi, Stevie. Stevie, that may be off, or...
I asked if it should be up or down. He said down.
No, I definitely said up.
Now, Stevie runs the station and also handles ticket distribution. Mm-hmm. Is there any group in here that gave you a lot of extra work over the last 30 days or so? If you were to look at an area of the room, all the folks that did it are pointing to this side. Like, all the people over here are like, I didn't do anything. I just bought some tickets and I showed up. Well, we appreciate it. This is it is quite a time, and all of you coming out, this is awesome. Let's meet our contestants. We know a couple of them. First is Pat or Wombat. Do you want to go by Wombat or Pat?
Everyone calls me Wombat.
Okay, Wombat is up first. Yep. You might have heard Wombat ask where the microphone is. You may recognize him from social media as the guy who was in every photo at our Grand Rapids Live at Night show.
That was awesome. Yes.
Now, Wombat, you called in, I think it was a virtual live at night right after that.
It was.
Or was it on the regular radio show?
It was named that, or...
Can't wait to talk about
it. That's the one.
Okay. So you called in and you're like, why didn't someone tell me? I just want to say I didn't because I was enjoying it so much.
Yes, because we thought it was hilarious.
You know, I don't mind it.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to ask, is I hope that it didn't bother you that we didn't say anything, because I don't think it bothered anyone else. So that's all.
No.
Well, no, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, good.
I'm just glad I'm a trendsetter now.
You are.
Yes.
Next to Wombat is Alan from Scotland. Hello, Alan.
Morning again, lads.
Alan is back. You may remember when Alan came here in a wheelchair from Scotland.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. He came here in an airplane from Scotland, right? You didn't take the Titanic?
No. Okay.
I know they're trying to get that thing back out there, but no, he came here, and then earlier they wheeled him to the stage in a wheelchair because Steve somehow in the last year decided that blind people can't walk.
No, no. Most blind people can walk.
I don't
know. In this particular case, I had it in my head that Alan had sent us a picture of himself, and he was sitting in his living room in a wheelchair. And I swear, if I close my eyes, I can picture it. I know exactly what your living room looks like. And and then he called in, 6 months ago, right?
Yep.
When you were coming to the U.S. and you were looking for like a restaurant recommendation or something.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, That's right. Because it was like last minute Valentine's Day plans. So I was like, oh, well, if there's any restaurant in the Cape Cod area that can fit Alan in, then that would be great. But just you have to be handicap accessible. You have to be wheelchair accessible. And everyone looked at me like,
what?
Huh?
Why?
Because he's in a wheelchair.
No, he's not.
Uh-huh. He sent us that picture.
He was just sitting.
Alan,
down in his chair.
Alan, don't you wonder what Steve will try to take from you next?
I'm more concerned that you notice what the inside of my living room looks like.
Yeah, because you don't.
I swear.
Exactly.
I swear, this is going to be a long con. Alan actually did send that picture and then learned to walk.
Just the footage is going to come out of him walking on those even bars, like every step,
just to screw with me.
Well, I'm glad it worked. All right. Well, Alan, good to meet you. You'll buzz in with the game. And then, okay, our sighted contestants, I think. Sir, what is your name?
Brett.
Hi, Brett. You look like you can see.
I can.
Okay. Brett, what do you do?
I drive a truck.
You drive a truck. Local or long haul?
Local.
Do you listen to the Jesus pizza preachers that Kelly talked about earlier?
I'm sad I've never heard of it.
Okay. If you had said every trucker knows them, I'd have been like, what is happening right now? Brett, what do you do for fun?
Play D&D.
You do?
Oh, nice.
Okay.
There we go.
My boys are trying to learn that, and it seems like they won't read the directions. And then someone told me that's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's more fun.
Okay. When they say, you just got electrocuted by a toaster and your orc is dead, I shouldn't say, that doesn't make sense?
No, it all makes sense.
Okay. I have to let go then. And just because next time they ask me to play, I'll be like, yes, and we'll do whatever you say.
Yes.
All right. And then next to Brett is?
My name is Wami from the Wami tribe.
Wami?
How do you spell that?
I skipped work today, so I can't let him know that I'm...
Okay.
I see.
That's amazing.
Okay, so we've got Wami from the Wami really tribe. Fit. Okay.
All right. Okay, very well, good. Then I'm not going to do any follow-up questions, Wami.
Yeah, because then they would know who I was.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Okay.
I'm very famous, you know.
Yeah. For those listening at home, Wami is a pregnant Korean female.
Yes.
I'm not blowing that cover, Wami. All right, let's play this game. Maitland made a bunch of blanks, and she's going to ask you to name that blank.
Name that blank.
I will read the clue. She lets me do it at the live shows because I'm needy. And then Steve will play an audio clue that will help you name that blank. Raise your hand or say your name or both. And then when Stevie gets the microphone by your face, if you can see it. Maybe, don't even mean that
maybe,
in a mean way.
Tap on the shoulder.
And I'll call on you. And then we'll see if you can do it. All right. Here we go. Number one, name the brand.
Popcorn is fresh popped popcorn because
Popper
Pop's fresh.
Hot
microwave popcorn tastes fresh and...
Brett.
Poppin' fresh?
Incorrect.
Allenbacher?
Wami says Orville Redenbacher. Incorrect. Wabat.
Pop Secret.
No. Boy, I don't know if this was available in Scotland.
Light, tastes fresh and crisp, tastes fresh and fluffy, tastes fresh and delicious. Because then,
Alan, you want to take a crack?
I'll just say Butterkissed.
Butterkissed, no. Hot Wings?
Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy Pop is correct. Hot Wings with the early 1 point lead. Fred Menon, Frederick C. Menon, industrial chemist and inventor from LaPorte, Indiana, invented Jiffy Pop in 1958. It was originally designed to replace potatoes in chicken dinners.
Oh. Wait, Menon, is that like the by Menon?
Spelled the same?
Yeah.
Maybe he invented that too. Number two.
Oh, that's the middle initial C. I thought it was Frederick C. Menon. And I was like, I don't know if I want that popcorn anymore.
Yeah, you know it's better than butter.
I thought it was only yellow when it dried if you didn't drink enough water.
Yeah. It was originally called Freddy's Juice.
Ew.
I hate that.
Freddy's Pudcorn. Available now.
Pudcorn?
See what's popping. Gross. Number two, name the strength.
When they open that hatch, one, two.
Kelly.
Three. Four girls come out there. And my wife was like, it's a miracle. This is an amazing day. They had them underground, and they did not want to be there. They come out that hole looking around, all tentative, like a bunch of them pucks of 20 fields. And they popped up.
Anybody? Nope, I don't think anybody's getting it. Kelly.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable is the strength. That's from The Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. The Indiana Mole Women, if you never watched that, were four girls kidnapped by the Reverend Richard Wayne Gary Wayne for 15 years before being rescued by the SWAT team. One of those women was indeed unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. Number three, Hot Wings has one, Kelly has one. Wombat, Alan, Brett, and Wami are about to go on a streak. Here we go. Number three, name the event.
Back home again.
Indy 500.
It is the Indy 500.
Yes.
Well, my apologies to Hot Wings, Steve, and Kelly. That gets stuck in my head so damn hard. And the part that you played, like most things I sing, that's the only part I know. So I...
Again in Indiana. And
keep going.
What is it? And it feels that I can see? Did you pick everything offensive?
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It says feeling and seeing.
Yeah.
Back home again in Indiana.
I think I could do it. That wasn't bad, was it, Brewster? Yeah? I need those singing lessons, don't I? Yeah. Okay, thank you. It said four thumbs up if you had more hands. Tony in Lansing said, you don't need singing lessons. I have auto-tune after I said that. Also true.
Okay.
By the way, if all of the Indy 500 hot dogs and bratwursts sold on race day were placed end-to-end, they would circle the oval more than three times. Hotlings, how many miles would that be?
Well, that would be about 7.5.
Yes, it would. Well done. There you go. Number four, name the sport.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms.
How are we?
And remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals. We've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration...
Alan!
Haven't a clue, but I'm going to guess NFL.
Incorrect!
Oh.
It's funny, this is like the most USA-based list ever.
Yes, very.
Brett.
Basketball.
You're damn right. That's Gene Hackman in the greatest movie ever made, Hoosiers. Seven of the eight players in America's greatest sports film, Hoosiers, were from the great state of Indiana. They were picked from an open casting call in Indy where they said, if you can play basketball, please come to this gym. Estimates on how many people auditioned range from 400 to 800.
Wow.
The athletes studied the 1950s game film and trained and rehearsed for over 2 months because the style of play in that movie did not match the style of play in the 80s
Wow.
when it was made. Number five, name the caveman.
What are you doing, Mrs. Clooney? No.
Yeah, that was loud.
It was.
Yeah, sorry.
What are you doing, Mrs. Clooney? No, you can't do this. You can't do this here.
No, please.
Look, Kashmir Rajneesh, why don't you just chill?
No buts, too.
Link and I are cruising the mountain, bro.
Brett.
It was played by Brendan Fraser, the movie Encino Man. Wow,
where the caveman is? You said it. Say it again.
Say
Brendan
the actor.
Fraser?
Brendan Fraser is correct,
yeah.
Brett. Okay. I was going to give it to you either way. Brendan Fraser, born in Indianapolis in 1968. Both of his parents, Canadian born. His father, a journalist and a foreign service officer for the Canadian Government of Tourism. What does that mean? So that meant that Brendan moved around a lot as a child. He carries both an American and Canadian passport, which is enough to earn the actor a star on Canada's Walk of Fame in 2006. Making him the first American-born actor to get a Canadian star. That and $2 will get him a donut at Tim Hortons. Number six.
Nice.
Name the show.
American Horror Story.
Wami is correct. It is American Horror Story. I flipped my notes over for a second. I'm like, oh, what do I remember? Being a big-time producer was not always what Ryan Murphy foresaw his future to look like. He attended the University of Indiana Bloomington and studied journalism, ultimately graduating and landing internships and jobs at places like The Washington Post. That ultimately sparked his interest in screenwriting, and the rest would be history as writing began to gather interest, and now he runs shows like Glee, American Horror Story, and more. There's only one more, so we'll sneak it in. Name the landform.
Steve.
Wombat.
Wombat. Kokomo.
No.
No, that's the city.
If enthusiasm points were a thing, I'd give you one.
I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahamas. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go? Jamaica off the Florida Keys.
Island?
Kelly.
Brett says island. No.
Kelly!
Island should have been okay. Kelly.
Beach!
Beach is the landform by the Beach Boys.
Oh.
Get away from me.
Man, those are still drums.
Despite the frequent mentions of the tropical locations of the songs, the Beach Boys and the Wilson Brothers acknowledge this song was inspired completely by the beauty, culture, and joy of Kokomo, Indiana.
Yes. Wow. Who knew?
Take you to Bermuda, Bahamas. Come on, pretty mama. To Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go to Kokomo?
Wow.
We'll get there faster and we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go. Way down in Kokomo.
Let's hear it for Wombat, Alan, Brett, and Wabi, who's well not fun. Named anything else.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.